with her words. He apologized, but all she was thinking was this is absurd. She understood he had to work, but it was hitting her nerve. Shaded his out-of-town trips, and this was the third. 1 in 2 weeks, he ain't wanting a beef. Explaining he's the one the job picks when they need someone to speak. Hope to make up for lost time, but she's PO'd. And something about this morning's coffee seems eerily cold. What about your family? She repeats the exclamation. You seem to up and leave for work without the slightest hesitation. Aggravation, floating waves while you rocking the boat. Baby, this is my job, what you think, I'm not gonna go? All she thought about was the weekends and opted to blow. Felt the caution in the wind when she started to throw. Cups to the floor, she wasn't a war cause she misses her home. Didn't want the wave of loneliness she gets when he gone. But she insists to be on blast, but not bursting with light. It gets heavy as she yells, so who comes first in your life? He don't wanna be hurting his wife, but he got a flight to catch. So for now, he's deserting the fight. Goes for his goodbye kiss, she turns. He takes a cold cheek while she yearns. Hates his job, but loves him cause he's so sweet. But she wants him to have a night of dwelling without a goodbye as he drives off to make flight 11. Oh.
Cause you've never been strong until that water's gone. It's wrong, it's wrong. So hold on, hold on. Cause you've never been strong until that water's gone. It's wrong, be strong and hold on.
It was hard times following the death of father and mother. He felt disconnected now, though his guardian was his brother, whom he envied, cause he always seemed to be the favorite sibling, the one people always assume would create a greater living. He despised it, sick of his brother's shadow, feeling like a jester, wanted to be king of his own castle. Moved from Brick City, where girls got fixed titties, Hollywood, cause their shit's pretty. Older brother would write, call, email, trying to make light of the situation, asking to be sent seashells. Little brother was struggling, in and out of about 3 jails, tried to stand on his own too, but he failed. Called his older brother one day, crying, apologizing. It was a Monday, said he was sick of dramatizing, and that it's Sunday. It had came to the end of its road, his money was froze, too broke to even launder his clothes. Old bro was understanding, though expressing sorrow, said he would hit the first flight out tomorrow. The day, get a rental and pack up a carload. They bond on the drive back, and he covered the barcodes, cause tomorrow, family ties would no longer be severed. Remaining bloodlines will be back together. Tuesday morning at the Newark airport, it was beautiful weather. 9/11 will be a day that they'll remember forever.